Well, good morning. You know, it's one of the gaps in my training as a scientist that I'm finding myself in this sort of social situation as a science communicator where I'm dealing with this odd cadence of people insisting that something that is false is true and something that is true is false. This is actually going on in my life right now at this moment. But the idea that the false is true, that, for example, NASA could be hiding something from you. You know, I want the month of my life back that 2012 apocalypse was, because I was getting calls from people who were frightened. And they were afraid the world really was coming to an end. And then there would be some people that would say, okay, I bet the world isn't coming to an end, but where can I go to see this wonderful astronomical conjunction happen? And the difficult thing to tell them was that there was nothing astronomically interesting happening on that date. This thing was whole cloth made up. And, you know, people often ask me, are you allowed to say this as a NASA scientist? And the answer is absolutely yes, because these are the facts. So, you know, the attack on what a scientist is, you know, are we not allowed to be human? You know, am I not allowed to go on television, which I have done, and say I'm scared? You know, it's not that, you know, I'm going to tell you what to do, but I can tell you my emotional response. And it's become very apparent to NASA scientists that just delivering more and more data about, okay, well, we've got the acidification of the oceans. I can show you that the isotopic ratio of the carbon dioxide proves it's human activity that's doing this. I can tell you it's not the sun, because we've been studying the sun very closely for 30 years. So all of these data are not helping in the debate. And so instead, we're trying to draw back into our skills as storytellers and as people and as emotional human beings trying to tell this story.